There are two competing standards that play a major role in packaging data in a document and exchanging the data with other users. The standards are similar and have created some controversy as to which should be used. The critical document architecture of HL7 is the oldest standard. The continuity of care record was created by ASTM as a simpler to implement standard. The continuity of care document is based on the HL7 CDA standard and represents a harmonization between CDA and CCR. The CCD is effectively an implementation guide that essentially takes the content of the CCR and enters it into the CDA architecture. These standards are important because of their use in defining a structure called a schema for the exchange of data. An instantiation or an instance of a CDA can be verified by comparing the content with the schema. The schema identifies the data elements along with some attributes. In this subunit, we will explore the CDA as a representative of this type of standard. The CDA is a document markup standard. The architecture should impose minimal constraints or requirements on the document structure and the content required for exchange. A CDA document is a defined information object that can exist outside a message and can include text, images, sound, and other content. The CDA typically contains observations and services for a specific patient. The current version of the CDA is Release 2. This slide presents characteristics of the CDA. The first is persistence. The document continues to exist in an unaltered state for a time period defined by regulatory and local requirements. This may or may not be an important feature depending on what happens at the receiving end. It can be stored as a persistent document, or its contents can be extracted and included in an EHR. Stewardship. It's maintained by an organization entrusted with its care. It has the potential for authentication. The context establishes the default contents for its contents. Wholeness. The identification of a clinical document applies to the whole and does not apply to portions of the document without the full context of the document. Human readability. It is human readable. Why is this important? The CDA includes both structured data for input into EHR systems that have a structured EHR, or for systems that are text-based, can include human-readable narrative that then can be directly displayed. In the absence of interoperability, this still provides a method for sharing data. CDA uses XML as a markup language. It is based on the HL7 reference information model, and it uses the HL7 data types, which are consistent with the ISO data types. It has document level, section level, and entry level templates can be used to constrain the generic CDA specification. The CDA can promote longevity of all of the information encoded according to its architecture. It can also enable a wide range of post-exchange processing applications, It is compatible with a wide range of document creation applications. It can promote exchange that is independent of the underlying transfer or storage mechanism. It can prepare the design reasonably quickly and can be structured to give priority to the delivery of patient care. CDA documents must be human readable using widely available and commonly deployed XML-aware browsers and print drivers, and a generic CDA style sheet written in a standard style sheet language. The architecture must be scalable to accommodate fine-grained markup, such as highly structured text and coded data. The major components of a CDA are a header and a body. The header includes all data necessary to identify the document, the sender and the receiver, the date and time, and some other data that will be discussed in detail in a following slide. The body contains all the clinical data. The CDA is expressed in XML. The document wrapper is an XML tag in angle brackets, clinical document with an ending tag of angle brackets preceded by a backslash and a repeat of the tag clinical document. The body is wrapped in a tag over angle brackets, structured body. Note the syntax for the XML markup language. Nested structures are indented to make it easier to see the structure of the content. Programs can check the syntax, a conformant document, to make sure that all the beginnings have an end and that the structures are intact. This slide shows a graphic of a complete CDA. Note the sections of the document, the header, the body, the section with entries, and external references. The header will be discussed in detail the next slide. Now let's take a look at each of these categories and some of the content. First of all, the body. The body contains the clinical report and can be either an unstructured blob or it can be comprised of structured markup. A structured body, which is wrapped by the structured body tag, is divided into recursively nestable document sections. A section is wrapped by the section element. It can contain a single narrative block and any number of entries from zero to many, and it may also have external references. A narrative block is wrapped by the text element within the section element and provides a slot for the human readable content that needs to be rendered. The external references refer to things that exist outside the CDA document, such as an image or some other procedure or some other observation. It could be a text document, a PDF, or even some other type of structure. It is wrapped by the external observation element. The header contains the author of the document, the degree of confidentiality of the doctor, who enters the data, the language that's used in the text content of this, who is the informant or the source of the data, who authenticates the data, the patient or the participant, and the record target. The header sets the context for the entire body. However, structure can be changed within the document or for a section of the document. For example, the header can set a confidentiality level is public, but within the document, a section can be set to private or restricted. This slide shows the major components of the CDA with the XML tags in place. Take note of this structure. Creating an XML by hand will consist of taking this structure and putting in the specific tags, the data names, and the data, and you would repeat sections as necessary. CDA conformance specifies the principles governing the representation of the narrative block, conformance requirements on the part of the originators when populating the block, and on the recipients when rendering the block. Within a documented section, the narrative block represents content to be rendered, whereas CDA entries represent structural content provided for a computer. The CDA entries encode content present in the narrative block of the same section. CDA external references always occur within the context of a CDA and are wrapped by the reference element. The CDA entry that wraps the external references can be used to encode the specific portions of the external reference that are addressed in the narrative block. The CDA specification permits the definition of many documents and identifies them by assigned codes. Sections within the document can also be identified by codes. Thus, it's possible to differentiate a consultant note from a discharge summary because the two will have distinct document codes. Those document codes will be displayed in the CDA header. An HL7 template may be used to provide a formal mechanism to say that a particular consultant note or discharge summary must contain certain sections, or that an assessment or plan section must contain certain observations. The CDA requirement for human readability guarantees that a receiver of a CDA document can algorithmically display the clinical content of the note on a standard web browser. Release 2 of the CDA, with its blend of narrative and CDA entries, presents new challenges to this requirement. This slide shows the use of rendering tags. In this case, the tag of bold is used to enhance the presentation of the data. This slide illustrates the use of a section code to identify and specify the content of a section, namely past history. If there were no past history, that section would be omitted. The LOINC terminology set includes LOINC codes for CDA documents. The continuity of care document is the union of the ASTM-CCR standardized data set that is used to constrain the CDA specifically for patient summary document. When the CCR document came into HL7, the various groups at HL7 were engaged to create the CCD from the specifications of the CCR. This slide shows the sections of CCD. These have actually been extended beyond the original CCR and now include payers, advanced directives, support, functional status, problems, family history, social history, alerts, allergies, and adverse events, medical equipment, immunizations, vital signs, results, procedures, encounters, and plan of care. So you can see now that the CCD has become quite inclusive of all of the contents of the electronic health record. It still represents a shot in time of the data about a patient. This slide shows a portion of a sample of a CCD The next slide will show a complementary set. This is the rest of the sample CCD. The primary use case for the ASTM CCR is to provide a snapshot in time containing a summary of pertinent clinical, demographic, and administrative data for a specific patient. The CCR content is demographics, diagnoses, problem list, medication, allergies, insurance, and care plan. The increased power of these structured documents holds great promise for HIT. The structured and narrative sections of the CDA clearly provide a gradual pathway from unstructured free text to highly structured data. The capability provided by this technology offers a new opportunity to exchange data on a significantly elevated level in which true information is exchanged.